Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey guys, before this show starts, just want to let you know that over on Red Men Plus, our subscription service, we've got tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form as well. You love podcasts, we love making podcasts. Go and check it all out. That's redmenplus.com. Sign up for as little as £5 a month. You will not regret it. Now, enjoy the show. Hey everyone, welcome to Red Men TV. It is the starting 11 prediction show. Liverpool versus Southampton this Saturday 3 p.m. at Anfield. Liverpool's final game before the break for the World Cup. Going into it in a bit of form, if you want to call it form, I suppose. Three victories, albeit won by penalties, of course, last night. But yeah, Liverpool are going into a big game, really. Again, top four is the aim, I think, in the Premier League this season. Unfortunately, things haven't gone quite as well, but Liverpool staging somewhat of a mini recovery. So yeah, three valuable points against Southampton. They've, of course, got themselves a new manager. They'll be expecting some of that new manager bounce, where Liverpool have got to pick a team that doesn't allow them to do that. We keep them down, put your foot on the throat, keep them down there. So yeah, lots and lots of changes for the Derby County game. I'm guessing Jürgen's going to revert back to something similar to the 11 he started against Tottenham. We've got all these wonderful pictures for me. Behind me on the board. Let's have a little look at the 11 then. My guess, anyway, what I think Jürgen's going to do. As well as Kevin Kelleher played, he's going to go back to the bench for this one because the main man, Alisson Becker, is going to be in goal for Liverpool. That's a bit of a no-brainer, really. So, me defenders then, I've got a lot of options. There's actually players who are available. I don't think Joel Matip's going to make this one. So I'll move Joel out for now. It looks like he might be still a bit away. But I've still got loads of potential options, I'll be honest. I think he's going to go Robbo at left-back. Costas played against Derby County. I don't see that one. I think, obviously, Virgil van Dijk comes straight back into the side. Well-deserved rest. I'm going to partner him with France World Cup squad member, Ibu Konate. Congratulations to Big Ibu. Getting called up to be part of the France squad. That's going to go to Qatar next week. And then right-back, Trent Alexander-Arnold. So Joey Gomez, Nat Phillips, you guys can make way for now. I'll pop yous over here along with Calvin Ramsey and along with Kostas Tsimikas, and I'll work my bench out later because I don't think all five of those, well, maybe they could all be on the bench actually. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. I actually think that was the easy part of the show. I don't know if you guys often agree with that. There's no reason why you wouldn't play Trent, Robbo, Van Dijk or Konate, to be truthful, and of course Ali's in goal. In terms of the midfield, this is where it can get a little bit tricky. Again, there's actually options available. The latest we've got on Naby Keita at time recording is that he's going to be assessed for the weekend. So even he could be in contention, the lesser seen Naby Keita. But yeah, we've got Hendo, Fab, Millie, Thiago, Jones, Bacetic maybe. I don't think so though. Ox, Carvalho, Naby. There's more options available than there has been recently. So yeah, while I think about what midfielder I'm going to pick, which three I'm going to pick, I want to give you guys some information about our live show. Red Men, as the season ends, we're doing our little end of the first season show. Let's call it that, the end of the first half of the season party. We'll work on the brand and it's absolutely fine. If you want to get involved, you've got to do is be a Red Men Plus subscriber. So yeah, check this video out while I decide which of these midfielders I'm going to pick in my 11. See you in a second.
Hey everyone, football as we know and love it is coming to an end, but the party doesn't stop, it only kicks off. And Chris Pajak, where and when is that party going to be?
It's going to be in Coyote Ugly, everybody, 13th of November, that's a Sunday, 4pm till 8pm, we're getting drunk, you're getting drunk, get involved.
Who's going to be there, Steve?
You're going to be there, I'm going to be there, Chris is going to be there, Chloe, Steve, Dan, the whole Redmen team, and of course, every wonderful Redmen Plus subscriber gets the chance to be there as well.
Yes, if you're an existing subscriber to Redmen Plus, then you're entitled to 2 tickets. If you sign up today, you will be emailed a code to get your tickets to the event as well. So yes, the day after the final game of the mid-season, come and have a party in Liverpool with us at Coyote Ugly. It's going to go off. It's going to be us. It's going to be laughs. It's going
to
be
drinks. Am I allowed to dance on the bar?
It's
going to
be the
Ragamuffin.
You are going... Chris Payton.
Am I allowed to dance on the bar?
Yes.
You and the Coyote Ugly girls on the bar.
I cannot wait for this.
Yes. Go to redmenplus.com and sign up. Yeah, music from the Ragamuffins, Dave Jags and us in a big room together having a chat. What more could you want to do? You come and join us. Join up redmenplus.com.
I'm going to have to go. I need to work on my dance moves.
3 tickets. All the best.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Do come and join us on Sunday if you can. If you're in around Liverpool, maybe you're travelling to the Southampton game. Obviously, if you live in the local area, come down, come have a nice old party with us. A couple of sing songs with Jags on the Ragamuffins. Yeah, we'll have a jolly old good time. Right then, I've taken my minute and a half to deliberate on the midfield three. I've decided to put Fabinho. I don't think Fabinho's going to play. I think he's going to be on my bench. I'll move him over there for now. I think the manager, given that Jordan Henderson didn't play against Tottenham, didn't play in midweek, I think Hendo's going to play as a number six in this one. I think he is going to be flanked on the left by Thiago. And I think he's going to be flanked on the right. A man I didn't even mention earlier, by the way, in my midfield options. Shame on me. I completely forgot about Harvey Elliott. I think he's going to go Hendo, Thiago, Elliott for this one. Main reason, I don't know if you... Listen, we don't know what we're going to get out of Southampton. For obvious reasons. They've now got a new manager. You don't know how they're going to react. You've only got a couple of days with them. Nathan Jones, but... Usually against these, Liverpool are going to see a lot of the ball, and I think it might be better for Hendo to be involved in this one. Fab's on the bench if you need him to come at some point. So yeah, I'm going to go for a midfield three. I think Jürgen's going to go for a midfield three rather of Hendo, Thiago, and Elliott. Naby Keita, I'm not even going to put on the bench because basically every time I'm told Naby might be fit for a game, Naby's not fit for that game. So I'm going to history dictates that I'm not even going to put him on my bench. I'd be pleasantly surprised if he is there though. Right then, so I can move all you guys over as well. I'll sort my bench out very, very shortly. I can do my attacking options next. There's not as many because Diaz is on this board. Well, we know he's not going to play. We know Diogo Jota is injured, so he's going to go. Stewart and Freundorf, yeah, don't think so. Don't think we're going to see much of Bobby Clark either, so they're going to all make way for me. Bajetic, obviously, midfielder, he can go over there for now, see if there's room for him on my bench And the same for Fabio. So, yeah, the front three for me, I think he's going to go the same as he did at Tottenham. Darwin Núñez doing a bit of a left wing slash left forward type job. Bobby Firmino up front with Mohamed Salah on the right wing. So, yeah, that's me 11. I now need to pick my bench, don't I? Let's get Keevan on there, definitely. Definitely get Joey Gomez on there. He'll be the centre-back option. Fabinho for sure. Calvin Ramsey, yeah. Kostas, yeah. Let's get Oxlade-Chamberlain will be on the bench. Carvalho, yeah. Jones, yeah. There's 2, 4, 6, 8. I'm allowed 9, aren't I? I think Milner, it looks like Milner should be okay. If he's not out of concussion protocol, I'll swap that for Bacetic. But I'll go with Milner for now. If it doesn't quite work out, we just presume it's Stefan Bacetic. But yeah, I think that's about right. I'm not sure where Curtis Jones is up to fitness-wise as well. But yeah, I do think that, all being well, I think that's it. So yeah, I think this was actually a relatively straightforward one. The only slight issue, why I needed a bit of time, was the midfield. The goalie back four and front three picked itself. It was, and Thiago's definitely playing. I'm almost certain Harvey Elliott's going to play as well. It was whether Jürgen's going to go Hendo or Fab. And like I said, I think he's going to go Henderson, given that he's had a relatively quiet time. He's obviously come back off a little bit of an injury concern. Wasn't involved in that Napoli game, of course. But yeah, to clarify then, Ali, Robbo, Van Dijk, Konate, Trent, Hendo, Thiago, Elliott, Núñez, Bobby Firmino, and Mo Salah. I think, yeah, there's not too much more really you can do about it. The bench, the only thing we're missing on the bench, I'll be honest, is absolute firepower. Liverpool aren't going to really win the game off the bench. They're going to have to rely on these lads. We saw this a little bit against Tottenham when there wasn't a third goal option really off the bench because they're all already on the pitch. You're not going to get many goals out of Chamberlain, Carvalho, Jones, Milner, Kostas, Ramsey. Yeah, there's not much in there. That's the only concern. So it's up to the 11 on the pitch to sort it out because I just do not see much on there. But like, there's solid enough players. There's more first-team players than Liverpool have had in recent times. So it's a decent enough bench. But yeah, Liverpool are probably still, with the injuries that we've got, especially up front, of course, with Jota and Diaz, there's a little bit of a lack of firepower. You're looking at maybe Fabio Carvalho and Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Curtis Jones on the left. They're the options to come on in the front, but you wouldn't say any of those are actually prolific. There's a few people in the chat saying, Ben Doak, where's Ben Doak? Get Ben Doak on the bench. I just don't see him doing it yet. I was very impressed with him against Derby as well, 16-year-old kid. And he's got a bit about him, but I don't know who you'd leave off. Perhaps if Milner or Jones don't quite make it for whatever reason, then yet Ben Doak might be. But yeah, I think it'll be a while before we see Doak getting himself even on the bench, certainly on the pitch. I would like to see it, because I was very, very impressed with him. But yeah, so it's Rohit, Derek, and who else is it? John, we're all in the live chat saying, where's Ben Doak? Yeah, I don't think so. I wouldn't be against it, but I don't think Jürgen's going to go down that way, to be honest with you guys. So, yeah, I was very impressed with him as well. But 15 minutes against Derby County Premier League game, there's a bit of a difference there. So I don't quite think it's going to happen just yet. Right then, there we go. That's the 11. I think Jürgen's going to pick for this game. If you're watching this live now, get in the chat. Let me know the thoughts, what you think Jürgen's going to do. If you're watching this or listening to this after the fact, use the comment section or get in touch with us on social media and tell us the 11 you think Jürgen is going to pick, and maybe the 11 you would pick if there are any differences between the two. Right then, that's it from us. Do us a favour. Give the video a like. Really does help. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. In terms of this game, Errol and I will be in the studio for the live watch along of Liverpool versus Southampton this weekend. Saturday we go live about 1:45 UK time with the team news reaction show. Well, obviously we react to the team news, says it on the tin. And then from about 2:45, 2:45 UK time, we'll be live with the watch along. So yeah, mute your tellies, sync us up, we'll commentate for you and we can keep you up to date with the game. So yeah, do make sure you come and check out the watch along with me and Errol. Make sure you check out all the Derby County stuff on the YouTube channel as well. And of course, redmenplus.com. We have got the live show this weekend. Essentially, we sell tickets on that. We usually sell tickets for £20 for our live shows. You can get them for nothing just by signing up to Redmen Plus, and you get two as well. So if you want to come along, basically sign up for a fiver, get your two tickets. You'll get a link email to you where you can get those tickets and get yourselves involved. Please do come and check it out. We're going to have a very, very, very good time. Right, I'm going to shoot off. So yeah, thanks very much for watching or listening to this one. I'll be back at the weekend for the watch along. Until then, take care, everyone.
If you want more, an extra Redmen podcast each and every week, but you're unsure what the best platform for it, well, the best platform is, of course, redmenplus.com. But if you are absolutely married to Spotify, if you cannot live without Spotify in your life, you can get the Redmen Plus podcast there now. Simply search for us on there, sign up through there, and you'll be able to access all of the new weekly podcasts from Redmen Plus directly in your Spotify app.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.